He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 15th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's tax day. If you haven't sent in your taxes, you got till midnight tonight to go get in line at the post office with Procrastinators Anonymous. They're all there tonight in line. Well, boy, I'll tell you what, this market continues to come unraveled. Now, at the beginning of the year, I warned that this was going to be a tough year. And I've been flying some flags here recently. Red flags on the small cap stocks. Red flags on Europe. Red flags on the emerging markets. And now we've got the S&P. Now it's starting to infect some of the big leaders in the market. Today we have the Dow down 110. That doesn't even begin to tell the story. It was down 350 when the market opened. The Dow is now at 16,158. Struggling to hold on to 16,000 now. Hey, we were at 17,000. We've got a 1,000-point sell-off now in the Dow so far. The S&P 500 is down 17 points. Boy, that's a lot better than a while ago. That's not even 1% right now, but we're clear down to 1860 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is down 30 to 4,196. We've made quite a comeback since the open of the market this morning, which was perched on a cliff there for a moment. Crude oil is at $81.52. That's hard to believe. Gold is at $1,243. Gold is seeing a little bit of turmoil here, and gold is responding, and gold is moving up in the ranks in my Best Stock Now app right now. More on that in a moment. The euro's at 1.27, and the 10-year yield's at 2%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I told my salesman, Craig Munson, yesterday, I said, you know, Craig, I invented this app, Best Stocks Now, during the year 2008, which was the last bear market. That was the year the market was down 38%. And that was on top of an already 15% drop. So that total bear was a 53% bear. Having invented that app during tough times, it was built for times like this, number one. Number two, I've been in the market since 1998. I've seen some bad times in the market. I think it helps. There's no guarantees, but I think it helps to have some experience during times like this. In addition to this, there's been a lot of things invented that have helped for money managers like me during times like this. There's been something invented called inverse funds that come in real handy during a time like this. And I've been telling you and teaching you about inverse funds here recently. I've added some inverse funds to my accounts here recently to protect my folks during times like this. They go up when the market goes down, but you don't want to go too hog wild yet because we haven't gone into a full-on bear market. But then again, we have in certain areas of the world and of the market. And I'll be adding more inverse funds along the way. I also told my salesman, Craig Munson, I said, Craig, when's the last time I missed a day of work? Well, he's been with me for 3 or 4 years, I suppose. He said, well, I haven't seen you miss one in those 3 or 4 years. I said, well, Craig, I have a lot longer streak than that. I really can't remember the last day time I missed a day of work. Maybe 10 years ago? I don't know. I even get sick on the weekends if I can make it happen that way, so I'm all better by Monday. But the bottom line is, I'm here every single day, 10 hours a day. I'm like the fishing guide on the harbor here that's on the water every single day. And notices, you know, I was with him last week. He says, you see which way the current's moving right now? And I looked out at the water. I said, no. I don't know why. I have a hard time detecting which way the current's moving. A lot of times the current is different from the wind, and sometimes you can have opposing forces. The wind's blowing east and the current's moving west, and your boat just sits there. Or sometimes they're both in sync and your boat's flying along if you're not anchored. But he could detect which way the current is moving, even though there was very little current. Why? Because he's on the water every single day. He says, we just hit ebb tide. Okay, ebb tide's not good. That means the fishing's all over for the day. When it hits high tide, the water's not moving anymore, and the fish are just still. They just sit there. They don't move. Okay, let's go in then. I'm done. I got a newsletter to get out today. But the point is, when you're in it, when you're immersed in it every single day, there's a lot that you see that the guy who goes to work, checks his 401k in the morning, you know, and then checks it again a week later, and in the interim he works at his occupation. There's a lot of things that go unnoticed, like the small cap and mid cap stocks here in the U.S., which led the market in 2013. They were up 40%. That was the current you wanted to be in last year. That's where the trophy fish were being nabbed. Whether it was a small cap value mutual fund, a small cap growth mutual fund, a small cap dividend mutual fund, as long as it was a U.S. small cap mutual fund or ETF, you did real well with it last year. And in fact, that was about the only current in the market that was flowing last year. Well, the mid caps were doing real good last year too. But the large cap stocks were being left behind. The European stocks were being left behind. The emerging markets were way being left behind. And the bond market was being left behind. There was one current in the market last year. And then that current started to change in February when Janet Yellen came on board and started yelling about a Fed rate hike. Now, no longer did this current have the wind at its back. Now, all of a sudden, you had a current going east and you had a wind going west. And it brought the small cap stocks to a standstill. The stimulus was gone. The wind that was pushing the small cap stocks to new record highs was now gone. It was a different world now. And a lot of people didn't realize that. But I detected it in the movement of the various sectors and indexes that I track on a daily basis with my BestStocksNowApp.com. And then we had some turbulence where really there was nowhere that was working. The emerging market started to work for a little while, and then they went kaput. China started to work for a little while, and then it went kaput. South America started to work for a little while, and then it went kaput, one after another. It's been very frustrating this year. And then things started to downright come unraveled in the small cap stocks, and they started to go south big time. They're now in the midst of about a 15% sell-off, and I wouldn't go near. I said a long time ago, if you have a thrift savings plan, if you have a 401k, you do what you want to do, but I wouldn't have any exposure. Now, that doesn't mean there's not individual stocks within the small cap group. But when you own a small cap mutual fund, you don't have that luxury. You own a bunch of small cap stocks, and they're going to follow the current. And if the current starts going out, you're going to go right out and be swept to sea with it. Even though, like I say, there could be some individual stocks. Domino's Pizza was a good example this past week. Cantel Medical was a good example, which is an infection control stock. There's going to be stocks, individual stocks that buck the trend, but most people aren't invested in individual stocks. They have 401ks that have mutual funds that are going to follow the tide. And the tide is going out in a lot of areas of the market. In fact, the only place where their tide is coming in right now would be bonds, the bond market. Everything else looks dicey right now. And this is coming from a guy who's been bullish on the market, wildly bullish on stocks, for the last 5.5 years. I was not the guy saying the dollar's going to crash, inflation's going to roar, and gold is going to soar. No, I was the guy that said stocks are the best place to be for the last 5.5 years. Now you notice that my tune has changed. I'm singing a different tune right now. The world has changed. The market is changing. Have we entered into a full-on bear market? No, it's too early to say that. But there's definitely areas of the market that I told you to get out of weeks ago to avoid, and those things continue to come unraveled. And now it's starting to spread and infect even the leadership stocks, the large cap blue chip stocks that up till now have been immune from all of this. Now, what are you going to do about it? When we come back, I've got some suggestions. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, that newsletter, boy, if you've read the last several newsletters, you've been followed along right with this sea change that's been taking place in the market after 5.5 years of bull. I sent out the newsletter every weekend. I spent 15 hours on it last week, and I'll do the same this week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com to get in our weekly newsletter mailing list. Now, I want to rant just for a little bit, and then I'm going to talk about a way to profit from all of this madness. There's several reasons why the market is getting the way it is, okay? Turning from a bull market to a bear market. It hasn't done that yet, but several areas of the market have. Small caps, mid caps, emerging markets, Europe, they've all turned bearish. There's really very little left to invest in other than a few chosen individual stocks and the bond market, which now you're seeing the interest rate on the 10-year at 2%. Hey, I said go refinance. Call your mortgage guy a few weeks ago. I'm going to advise my son when he gets in here. He recently bought a home. I'm going to ask him what rate he got. Might be time to refi with the 10-year yield at 2%. Now, why is this happening? Well, the Fed is one big reason. The Fed is no longer pumping the market. We no longer have stimulus. Where are those big home run hitters from 4 or 5 years ago? Now, huh? Now, let's also take a look at Europe. Europe is coming unraveled, okay? Europe has not done much that's been friendly towards business or free enterprise in a long, long time, and now they're drinking the consequences of what they've done over the years. They have no growth. They have high unemployment rates, and unemployment among the youth there is up around 40 or 50%. That's just not good. In addition to this, how can you not be a little bit upset about the handling of Ebola here in the United States? I don't believe it should have ever come to our shores, number one. And Lord only knows how many ticking time bombs there are across America right now. But not only should it not have come here, how in the world can we let a healthcare worker who works on somebody, now two healthcare workers, get this. And now the CDC, Center for Disease Control, is saying, oh, well, maybe we should have sent a team there to Dallas to assist them so they follow the protocol. Yeah, maybe you should have. This was the first case in America coming to here, other than the doctor that came here before. You mean to tell me they're supposed to read? I read the instructions. It's 125 pages long of how to take a suit on and take it off and put it back on. This is just inept people, in my opinion. Okay, so now we've got a little bit of a panic going on. That doesn't help the economy. That doesn't help the market. I'm going to think twice before I go to a salad bar or get on an airplane. That doesn't help. Okay, now another one that I'm going to rant on, and then I'm going to tell you how there's opportunity right now. It bugs me that if I'm a company and I want to move my headquarters to a state, for instance, that has a lower tax rate than California, well, that's what AbbVie was doing. They were moving their headquarters from Chicago, Illinois, to, I believe, Ireland, because they were buying and merging with Shire Pharmaceutical in Ireland. And all of a sudden they apply the heat on them. You can't do that. That's unpatriotic. I say bull. That's a free market. And if a company wants to say, you know what, we don't like the way you do things here in Illinois with all your rules and regulations and your high tax rates, they ought to be free to set up headquarters wherever they want. That's how free markets work. And the pressure was put on them. Just, you know, happens to be that they're headquartered in Chicago. And the deal is now falling apart, and Shire Pharmaceutical, which was a $50 billion deal, Shire is down 25%. I don't own Shire, but this is rattling the whole entire medical and drug industry. Oh, no, you're captive. You can't leave. You can't go. You have to stay here and be a patriot and pay through the nose. in taxes. I just don't believe that that's the right thing to do, and either does the market. And the market is reacting with the big thumbs down to this deal falling apart. Now, having said that, I don't have a lot of control over this. I'm just a little guy investing my clients' money. Now, inverse funds I've been talking about. And there's a lot of people that their left eye starts to twitch or their hand starts to shake when I mention an inverse fund. An inverse fund is just merely betting the other way, investing the other way. I think the market's going to go down. I'm going to buy SH instead of SPY. SPY is the market going up, the S&P. If I think the S&P is going to go up from here, I'm going to own SPY. And if I think the market's in turmoil right now and has the chance of dropping, I'm going to hedge my portfolio and I'm going to buy. Simple as that. Doesn't matter if it's an IRA, a college fund, a joint account, a trust account. I'm going to buy a position in SH, which I have done. And when the market goes down, it goes up. Okay? I think a good analogy would be our San Diego Chargers are 5-1 right now. Are they that good? I don't know. We really don't have a running game. But we have a real gamer of a quarterback in Phillip Rivers. And we've played some pretty weak opponents so far this year. We've played Jacksonville and the Oakland Raiders and some pretty weak opponents. And this week we played the Kansas City Chiefs. It would be like me, buying an inverse fund would be like me picking Kansas City over the Chargers this week. That's all. I think the Chiefs, no, I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I think the Chargers probably will beat the Chiefs. But I have the option, if I want, of picking the Chiefs over the Chargers. And I also have the option in the market of picking the Bears over the Bulls, don't I? Absolutely. And these inverse funds have been invented in the last, 6, 7, 8 years, and they can come in very handy during a time like this. There's an inverse fund on almost everything, and I currently own 2 inverse positions. Let's just see how my SH is doing today. It's doing pretty good. It's breaking out. It was up a lot higher this morning, but it's up about 1% right now. It goes the opposite way. When the market goes down, it goes up. Now, if we get a new trend in the market, one that let's just say it turns bearish, and we're in for a 30, 40% drop in the market, don't you think SH is going to come in real handy? Don't you think it's even possible? How dare I even mention this? To make money in a bear market, you can also buy an inverse fund on Europe. You can buy an inverse fund on the small cap stocks, which is another one I own, RWM. It goes the opposite way of the Russell 2000. It's nothing more than picking the Chiefs over the Chargers. And in this case, you're hedging a little bit and you're choosing the Bears over the Bulls right now. And the app is giving some buy signals here on some of these inverse funds. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I want to expand on a point that I've been making here. Now, even though the Russell 2000, let's just look at a chart of the Russell 2000. I use IWM as my proxy. It's actually now gone positive for the day, but it has broken support. But it has starting to roll over. Very poor technical pattern on IWN. After going up for since September of 2011, it was king of the hill, U.S. small cap stocks. Why? Because it reacts quite positively to a stimulus in the system from the Fed. It's the one that gets the most benefit from stimulus in the system. And conversely, when the stimulus leaves the system, it's the one that gets hit the hardest. And it's been rolling over as an index recently. And for that reason, if you look at my mutual fund model portfolio in my newsletter, which I have as just a basic model for those of you with the 401ks that have, you know, maybe, 20 or 30 mutual funds available to you, you'll know that I took out the small cap mutual fund holding several months ago. Because a mutual fund has exposure to the whole shebang, the whole kit and caboodle. It's going to go down when the index goes down. However, that's not to say that there aren't individual stocks within the small cap Russell 2000 that aren't going to behave well. That's why I personally, look, everybody's got to decide for themselves. I have no problem with mutual funds. I think mutual funds are a very good way to go. But a mutual fund, you're fully exposed. If you own the Russell, if you own a small cap growth fund, you're fully exposed. They don't go to cash. They don't short. They don't hedge. They don't pick just the best ones. They own a big smattering of what they think are the better ones. But when that index goes south, that mutual fund's going to go south with it. But there's going to be individual stocks, and that's why I choose to put together my own mutual funds here. I don't run a mutual fund, but when someone comes to me with their money, I put together a 20 or 30 stock mutual fund during a fully invested period of time. And I don't do it on day one. I slowly build a position here, a position there as those things come back and as those things give me buy signals, etc. And there may be some small caps that I buy. I bought Domino's Pizza recently. No, I bought Domino's. It's in my newsletter. I document everything. In the newsletter, I bought Domino's Pizza. This is the actual buy I made on September the 26th at $77.53. And now it's $84. So there's a small cap that has bucked the trend, okay? Just because I'm saying stay out of small caps doesn't mean that there won't be some individual stocks. And I'm going to give another example here of a stock that looks very good to me right now. I did one yesterday that was an infection control stock, which is a big, big deal right now. Now that the cat's out of the bag and Ebola is running loose in Dallas, Ebola does Dallas, and it shouldn't be. It's very maddening to me that this was allowed to happen, and I think as Americans we should be mad. I thought that's what the Center for Disease Control was for, to prevent things like this, to send their highly trained people to handle a case like this. Instead, no, you guys can do it. Here's the instruction manual. It's 125 pages long. Put your gloves on this way. Put your mask on this way. Follow the protocol. No, they botched it. They absolutely botched it, and Lord only knows where this is going to go from here. Anyways, a stock that I do like right now that looks good, believe it or not, and it's related to Domino's Pizza. Now, why would pizza makers be doing well right now? Well, there's a little bit of extra money sloshing around in the pocket of commuters right now. Guy gets done with work. You know, I used to be a commuter. My office was about 10 miles. Then when I moved further away, it was about 30 miles from my house. And I just said, I'm done with doing this. I'm going to get an office right next to where I live. And now I walk to work. But I used to commute. Twice a week, I'd stop at the local gas station, get some honey roasted peanuts, maybe a little juice or something for the ride home, maybe a Slim Jim to share with the dog. Oh, the dog loves Slim Jim. I'd bite off, break off a little piece and throw it back there, and whoop, I would hear this crunch. He would eat that Slim Jim. Every once in a while, I'd trick him. You know, I'd pretend like I'm throwing back a piece of Slim Jim, which is like a pepperoni stick, and I would fake him out. He would be looking all over for that thing, going nuts. Where'd that Slim Jim land? Poor guy. Anyways, a lot of people fill up their tanks. Yeah, you know, I used to put 40. It used to cost me $45 to fill up the tank. Now it's only $37. I got $8 extra, just enough money to order a Papa John's pizza when we get home. And this is a stock that's come down recently. And I like, personally, a technical chart that has come down, and then it started to go sideways, which Papa John's has been doing since May of this year, and then it starts to rumble, starts to make some noise. There's no guarantees, but it is a small cap stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. I bought it, if you look at the newsletter, on September 18th at $41.66. Today it's $42.16. That puts me up a whopping, 42.16, do the formula here. Well, puts me up a whopping, 1%, 2% right now from where I bought it, all right? 1.2%. But here's why. It's one that is kind of bucking the trend right now. My Best Stocks Now app goes through the entire database every single day, and what it looks for is stocks that are undervalued, that have the potential to double over the next 3 to 5 years. No guarantees, but the numbers support it. And the stock is performing right now. And if we look at Papa John's, it's been a top performing stock over the years, believe it or not. And I see their commercials all the time. It's NFL season. I'm sure there's a lot of pizza ordered on Sunday morning. Over the last 10 years, pizza, PZZA, has delivered 18% per year, while the market's delivered 5.5. Okay, somebody knows what they're doing and running a company and producing returns for the shareholders. Over the last 5 years, the stock's delivered 27% per year, while the market's delivered 11.5. And over the last 3 years, the stock has more than doubled the returns of the market. Company headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby, and many other companies. I believe Yum Brands is down there too with their Pizza Hut and Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Over the last 12 months, the stock has basically matched the S&P 500. But when I look at the performance grade, and this is comparing this stock, this poor little pizza maker with 4,428 pizza restaurants in the U.S. It's a $1.7 billion company. It competes against all these other stocks out there, biotechs, drug stocks, semiconductors, Facebook, Twitter, and it gets a performance grade of A. Okay, so here's a guy that competes against all the other industries, sectors, technologies, and he's one of the top performing stocks in the market over the last 3, 5, 10 years. Now, there's no guarantee that it'll continue to perform, but I sure like someone stepping up to the plate with a good batting average, with the bases loaded and two outs, and you need that run. The next thing I look at is valuation. Growth investors look at something called the PEG ratio, which is simply the price of the stock, or the PE of the stock divided by the growth rate. The forward PE on Papa John's is 19.6. It's expected to grow by 18% per year over the next 5 years. That gives it a PEG ratio of just a little bit over 1.09. So as a growth investor, I like that ratio. And furthermore, when I take those earnings of $2.03 next year, grow them out by 18% per year, and put a multiple that I think's appropriate on the stock down the road, I come up with a target price on pizza, PZZA, 5 years from now of $78. The stock's currently at $42. So here's an exception. Even though I do not like the small cap area of the market right now, if you own a 401k or a thrift savings plan, you do what you want to do. I'll let you know what I did. I don't have any exposure there. But I still own some individual stocks like pizza. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock. Now we'll be right back. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. We've talked about a lot here how the tide continues to change on the market. I'm a guy who's been bullish for 5.5 years, and my tune started to change because my app started to indicate lots of problems with the market here recently. The Fed's no longer on our side. There's headwinds now in the market. Europe is falling apart. China is slowing down. Global growth is slowing down. We have Ebola on our shores. There's a lot of things that make the market nervous right now. And I think the growth expectations in America are dropping like a rock. And I would not say that we have a current administration that cares much about the economy and job creation. There seems to be other priorities. And the chickens are probably coming home to roost right now. If it weren't for the Fed, I don't know if we would have had much growth over the years. But we have, and we've had decent job growth. We've had economic growth. We've had about 3 or 4%. It should have been a lot more. And now what we've had is starting to fade because now the Fed is taking away what they've been doing. And now what's left? What's left to keep the economy growing and keep the economy vibrant? The tide is changing on the market. And I talked in the second quarter about two inverse funds that I currently own. SH and RWM, which are doing well today. One's the inverse of the S&P 500. Very simple to buy. It's just another symbol. Instead of buying the S&P going up, you're buying the S&P going down. And when the S&P goes down, it goes up. It has an inverse relationship. Like, use the analogy, it's just like picking the other team over your team this week in football. Okay, just don't tell anybody. Keep it quiet around the office. Hey, I've got a position on SH, but I'm not telling anybody. I'm actually rooting against you, pal. You who listen to the Pollyanna stay fully invested all the time. I'm actually betting against you. Don't tell your workmate that. Just keep it quiet. It's your little secret, okay? And they're very simple to invest in an inverse fund. Now, here's what I know you're going to see. And people, I suppose there's been people over the last 5.5 years that, oh, Gunderson, he's a Pollyanna. He's bullish all the time on the market. Yeah, I have been bullish for the last 5.5 years. The market more than tripled during that period of time, the S&P. And now the wind is changing. The currents are changing. The tide is changing. The weather is changing in the market. I haven't gone completely bearish yet. But I now have inverse funds, and I now have about 35% cash in my portfolios. That's pretty major protection, pretty major moves that I've made here recently that are very different from what I've been doing over the last 5.5 years. And yet they're going to roll onto the TV, one Pollyanna right after another, who's going to say, well, we hear it. Garfunkel and Sons, Simon and Garfunkel and Sons, believe that this economy still looks good, that this is a buying opportunity, folks should look for good bargains here right now that pay good dividends. You'll get paid to wait. You can buy this stock here. It'll pay you a dividend, and you get paid to wait until the stock starts to come back. This is one thing you'll hear. Another thing you'll hear is, you know, we're your index investors. Now listen, everybody has to decide for themselves. I'm just telling you the way I do things. I'm not an index investor. I don't believe in being fully 100% invested all the time in the S&P 500 or the Dow or the emerging market index or the various Vanguard funds that have been developed to track indexes. That's just not me. I don't believe in that. And I think there's times when the market's going to go against you. Look at 08, 09 when the market was down 53%. If you're an index investor, and of course the theory is, another one is you average down. You continue to dollar cost average into the market because now you're buying the S&P at a much lower price. The problem is, a month from now it may be much lower. 3 months from now it may even be much lower than that. And as you dollar cost average, you're losing on every bit of money you add into it. So listen, you have to decide for yourself. I don't like doing it that way. I manage money differently here. You're going to hear, interest rates are low. This is a great environment for the economy. Job growth continues. There's no sign of any recession out there. But you know what? In the market, there's sentiment and there's fundamentals. And you can argue fundamentals until you're blue in the face. I have seen so many people argue on TV about how the fundamentals of stock ABC are so damn good. And yet the stock continues to peel over, roll over, and die, and get clobbered all the way down. And yet the fundamentals are good. I mean, all the way down, the fundamentals are good. In the end, sentiment wins out over fundamentals, right? I mean, fear is much stronger than a balance sheet. Try stopping a train, stand on the railroad tracks, and hold up a balance sheet and tell that train to stop. The fundamentals are good here. You can slow down. You know what? When the sentiment turns on a stock, when the sentiment turns on an index, when the sentiment turns on the market, when the sentiment turns on an asset class, look at gold. Look at how the sentiment turned 3 years ago when gold peaked out at almost $2,000 an ounce. Now it's $1,200 an ounce. When that sentiment turns, you better get out of the way because sentiment is going to win out. And if you can't feel the sentiment turning on the market right now, I mean, you're listening to the Pollyannas, I guess, on CNBC. Not all of them. There's guys on there that'll tell the truth. But for the most part, they're guys that it's in their best interest to tell you to stay fully invested in the market. Especially it's in Bogle's best interest, right? Because he gets a percentage of that money from those index funds. Anyways, you got to decide how you're going to do it. I'm just giving you my opinion and how I do it. I've been in the market for 20 years. I've been through many bear markets. I invented my app during the last bear market, and the app has flash sell in many areas of the market here recently after a 5.5 year run. I'll be producing my newsletter again this week. Who knows what conditions will be like this by this weekend. Maybe things improve, or maybe they continue to deteriorate, but I'm here to tell you the truth of what I see being on the water every single day and what I'm doing in the accounts that I manage. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. And if your money manager isn't doing any of this, you know, hey, look, you got to decide for yourself. But we can be reached at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.